time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Warm out already this morning.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice day.
Wow. 38 degrees outside right now. Can almost put away the winter jackets. Well, maybe not quite yet.
No, not quite. For a day or two.
Don't put them too far. If you want to put them away, that's fine. Not too far away. Don't move them down the... I don't know if you prioritize your jackets in the closet. Some people do that. They'll move the warm weather jackets down to the end and keep the ones that are handy, right, that you need handy right there. Don't think it's time to rearrange those quite yet, if you even do that. Otherwise, just keep the gloves handy. You might need those again, too. We're going to have a cold snap here coming back around the corner. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got in an automatic water softener, only a year and a half old, priced for quick sale. When used upright freezer, approximately 20 cubic foot. Got in a used apartment-sized gas range in very good condition. Used Maytag drying center, almost new. Used stack washer dryers, have two of those, one of them less than a year old. Still have that 40-gallon direct vent natural gas water heater. Got several used electric ranges, two smooth top microwave hood combinations. Got a used front load washer and one front load washer dryer pair. Got lots of new refrigerators by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Got over 75 units in stock. More arrived yesterday. So very good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Gas and electric water heaters, we deliver, install, haul that old heater away, and take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, sometimes we start our day off, we feel a little crabby or worn out or just don't feel ourselves. And it just kind of ruins your whole day. And you're not sure why it is. Usually it's because of something you don't really think too much about. How much time do you spend thinking at all about sleep at night? Do you just do it? Do you just figure eventually you're just going to fall asleep because the body has to at some point? Well, there are tons of things that can interfere with a good night's sleep. Sleep is one of the most important things that we do to keep ourselves healthy and in good shape. But yet we think so little about it unless we just can't get any of it. Then we worry about it. Yesterday we visited a little bit with Denise Coder, talking a little bit about the effects of the flu season here, and the flu season is kind of tough. And, you know, Denise talked about some of the things that we can do, aside from the getting the flu vaccine, some of the things that we can do to keep ourselves as healthy as possible, wash our hands, eat right, exercise. Well, another component to that is getting a decent night's sleep. Without that, it's kind of tough to function. It's pretty important for the body. You can go a long time without food. You can go a while without water. But you can't go very long without sleep. And it really starts to affect your body. And there are a lot of factors that interfere with a good night's sleep. The folks at the Mayo Clinic provided 7 tips to a better night's sleep. And these are kind of starting points if you struggle with it. And some folks really do struggle with getting down for a good night's sleep. You know, pressure at work, different types of family responsibilities, unexpected challenges, things like layoff, employment issues, all those kinds of things, layoffs and things, relationship issues, illnesses. Quality sleep can be tough to find sometimes just because you run into so many different things that can interfere with that, things you don't even really think much about. Now, even though you can't control all of the factors that can interfere with your sleep, you can adopt some habits to encourage better sleep. And some of the 7 simple steps that they talk about at the Mayo Clinic about getting a decent night's sleep would be, in the first place, stick to a sleep schedule. Some of us are just stuck on one anyway because of work. But then all of a sudden you have a little bit later night, maybe a little bit earlier start to your day, or you just struggle a little bit getting down at night. Sometimes you just get off of that schedule. It just throws you off completely. Go to bed and get up at the same time every day, even on the weekends. That's one thing that is struggling for people sometimes. In our business, well, those of us who start our business early, we get up early in the morning. I can't sleep late on Saturdays and Sundays, even if I try. It's just not possible. I can sleep maybe an hour later than normal. But I'm up early and often doing something. At the very least, I have to get up and go watch TV or something. I just can't lay in bed forever. I get headaches if I sleep too long. So you want to try to stick to some sort of a sleep schedule. Sometimes folks get tossed off. I think that's one of the reasons why Mondays are a little bit tougher for some folks, is because they get off their regular sleep schedule over the weekend, and all of a sudden they have to force themselves back on it again on Monday mornings. Kind of tough to function when you're not used to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all run into that once in a while. You know, holidays, days off, different types of things, weekends. Try to stay close to the same sleep schedule. If you're consistent, it reinforces your body's sleep-awake cycle. We work on a cycle. It helps to promote better sleep at night as well. And there's a caveat, though. They say if you don't fall asleep within about 15 minutes after you go to bed, then you might want to think about getting up and doing something relaxing. And then go back to bed when you're tired. You know, if you agonize over falling asleep, you might find it even tougher to nod off. Sometimes you hear of folks who like to do a little bit of exercise, and they'll get up and do jumping jacks or something. Do a couple of push-ups real quick. Try to expend some energy. That's really the wrong way to go. You want to do something relaxing. The second tip is to pay attention to what you eat and drink. It has a huge effect on your sleep and your sleep routines. You don't want to go to bed hungry, and you also don't want to go to bed stuffed. Your discomfort can keep you up and keep you up a long time. You also want to limit how much you drink before you go to bed. You want to prevent those disruptive middle-of-the-night trips to the toilet. Although, as we get older, that kind of happens naturally, doesn't it? Just can't do much about it. Nicotine, caffeine, alcohol, all those kinds of things deserve some caution as well. They have stimulating effects, do caffeine and nicotine, but they do take hours to wear off, and they can wreak havoc with a quality night's sleep. Even though alcohol might make you feel sleepy at first, you take that first glass of wine, you might feel a little bit relaxed and sleepy. It can also disrupt your sleep later on in the night when those sleepy effects wear off. Also, the third tip that they give is to create a bedtime ritual. Try to do the same things every night. Maybe you already have one. You don't really realize it, but you just kind of fall into certain patterns and things. But come up with some sort of a nightly ritual. So you do the same things every night. That tells your body, hey, it's time to wind down. And this might include taking a warm bath or shower, maybe reading a book or listening to some soothing music, preferably with the lights dimmed. Those relaxation activities can help promote better sleep because they ease the transition between our waking state and our drowsiness. You want to be wary, though, of using the television or other electronic devices as part of that bedtime ritual, though. Anything that emits light. Different types of tablets and things like that. Some folks maybe like to read, but all their books are on tablets and things. Well, if it's a light-emitting one, if it's one of those ones that has the the paper that looks like paper that you can read outside in the glare and stuff, those aren't so bad. The ones that emit light can be a little bit tough because the researchers show that anything that's like that can disrupt your bedtime ritual because screen time, other media use, and things like that sometimes can interfere with your sleep. So be careful of that kind of stuff, but otherwise just find a routine. Also, number four is to get comfortable. You want to create a room that's ideal for sleeping. You've seen it. Maybe you've done it. The bedroom the master bedroom is a showpiece. Although I don't know how many people, when they come to your home, actually ever see that part of the house. But folks spend a lot of money decorating and putting in all kinds of neat things, buying just the right type of bed so that it looks nice and all the surroundings and everything. But how much do you really think about what you're really doing there, sleeping? I mean, how much do you think about getting something that's really comfortable as opposed to looks nice from a distance? You know, think about those things too. You want cool, dark, and quiet area. You want to consider using room darkening shades, not just the best looking ones. Earplugs, perhaps, a fan, or maybe some other devices to help create an environment that suits your needs. And your mattress and pillow, those are really, really important. They contribute to better sleep as well. A lot of money is being made out there right now with all kinds of different types and styles of mattresses, not just something stuffed with feathers or stuffed with springs. Since the features of good bedding are subjective, you want to choose what feels the most comfortable to you. Now, if you share your bed, make sure there's enough room for two people. And if you have children or pets, that can really be disruptive. Set limits on how often they sleep with you, or insist on maybe separate sleeping quarters and things too, so you don't get disrupted too often. You know, you've seen that opportunity where folks go to the furniture store and they're wanting to shop for a bed, and they might just reach down with their hand and kind of press on it. Yep, that one feels good. No, there's a reason they let you lay on the beds. It's not the worst thing in the world, and just hopping on real quick and saying, oh, yeah, that's not too bad. You might want to spend a little bit more time and get comfortable on it just a little bit to make sure that you're finding something that's going to work for you. The fifth tip they give us is to limit those daytime naps. We're all there. everybody has that time. Long daytime naps can really interfere with nighttime sleeping, especially if you're struggling with insomnia or poor sleep quality at night. You know, if you choose to nap during the day, you may want to limit yourself to about 10, maybe 30 minutes. Make it during the mid-afternoons, too. That's usually the sleepy time. There's a reason we took those naps in kindergarten, isn't there? You know, if you work nights, you need to make an exception to the rules about daytime sleeping, because in that case, you want to maybe keep your window coverings closed so that sunlight, which helps to adjust your internal clock, doesn't interrupt your daytime sleep. Many of us have worked at nighttime shifts at one time or another in our careers. It can be a little tough for some folks to adjust to. Number six would be to include physical activity in your daily routine. Any regular physical activity helps to promote better sleep. It helps you fall asleep faster and to enjoy a deeper sleep. And timing is important, though. You know, if you exercise too close to bedtime, you might be too jazzed up, too energized to fall asleep. And if that seems to be an issue for you, you might want to adjust that and exercise a little earlier in the day. And number seven is to manage stress. You know, when you have too much to do and too much to think about, sleep is usually something that suffers. You want to help restore peace to your life and consider healthy ways to manage stress. Start with the basics, like getting organized and setting priorities, delegating certain tasks. Give yourself permission to take a break when you need one. Share a good laugh. Before you go to bed, jot down what's on your mind and then set it aside for tomorrow so you're not thinking about it all night long. You know, and also know when to contact your doctor as well. Not everyone has an occasional sleepless night. Or nearly everyone does, but if you often have trouble sleeping a lot, well, there might be something bigger involved. Maybe you want to contact your doctor, identify and treat any of those underlying causes that can help you get a better sleep, because you deserve it and you need it to get along all right. We look at a lot of things when it comes to our overall health, exercise, diet, all those kinds of things. Don't forget sleep. It's a very, very important component. If you don't get it, yikes, we're going to get it the next day. You're awful irritable without a good day's, a good night's sleep. Makes for a bad next day. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Luxury Water Softeners. It's an Iowa company. Freezer's just an upright by Manna, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire. Got models from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot for quick delivery or pickup. Electric and gas ranges by Whirlpool, Manna, Maytag, and LG. These are freestanding models, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Washers and dryers top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity sizes. If space is a problem, we offer stack units, and we sell Amana, Whirlpool, Maytag, and LG, and of course Speed Queen, which are made in the United States and carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. And again, they are made in this country. Stop and see us at W&S. The peanuts are out, pots on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. How many times have you done this at night, too? Maybe winding down at night, you're on the sofa, you're watching a little TV, and you're drowsing. You're getting drowsy, you're dozing off, taking little naps, falling asleep, can't remember what you just watched. And then you look at the clock and think, ah, it's time to go to bed. And then you can't fall asleep. Maybe we should have just slept on the couch, huh? Maybe it's not the worst thing in the world. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.